Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about miracles. We said that one of the methods to recognize prophets, the prophets sent by Allah, is miracles. This method suggests that a prophet or whoever is performing a miracle, it could be an imam as well, when they perform a miracle, they are bound to invite others and they are bound to challenge others to come and replicate it. Now, the claim is that the Quran is the greatest miracle of all times. Prophet, he challenged through Quran. Okay, he challenged the ordinary people, the mushrikeen and the kuffar of that time, the disbelievers of that time, through Quran. Okay, because it was the biggest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, today I've brought for you a story, a lesson-taking story, and something that is, inshallah, going to increase your faith and iman in the Quran being the miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sent to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here goes the story. Among the people invited to this challenge that to defend the claim that Quran is the greatest miracle, was Walid ibn Mughayra. He was from the tribe Bani Makhzum, who was famous at that time among the Arabs for his literary abilities. So he was like a very literary person, and he was very educated person, and you can say he was a scholarly person. They asked him to think about this challenge and to give his opinion about the miraculous verses of the Quran and its extraordinary influence. Walid asked the Holy Prophet to recite a verse of the Holy Quran for him. The Holy Prophet recited a verse from Surah Hamim, which is also Surah As-Sajda, number 32. This verse caused such excitement in Walid that he, without thinking, got up from his place and left the group of Bani Makhzum, his tribe, which had been formed to basically put the Prophet on the spot through this. And how did he leave? He left saying, "I swear by God." And this is recorded in the books of history, brothers and sisters. Like, it's not something that is, you know, you can't find it. "I swear by God that I have heard words from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which neither resembled the words of human beings nor the fairies." So this is a person who is known scholarly. He's known intellectual person. He's a known literary person. Okay, he was brought to, you know, defeat the Prophet or defeat this challenge of the Prophet. And this is exactly what he's saying, recorded in the books of the history. Then he continues saying, "His words have a special tone and a particular beauty. They are like a branch of a tree which bears a great deal of fruit. They are words which are victorious over all things, and nothing will be victorious over them." These words caused the Quraysh, that tribe of Quraysh, to whisper among themselves, "Walid has lost his heart to Muhammad." So this is like what people started saying after the statements that he made and the explanation that he gave. And he was supposed to respond to the challenge. And look at his response now. Right? He's mesmerized. He doesn't know, like, and people have gone to a point where they're like, okay, he has lost his heart to Prophet. Okay, now we're going to go for a short break, and when we come back, we're going to finish the story and see what this person does afterwards. You know, he had a disease in his heart, so let's see what he says after we return from the break. Stay with us.
Glory to Allah, who created in pairs all things that the earth produces, as well as their own humankind, and other things of which they have no knowledge. The word Ezwach in the verse is the plural form of Zuch, and means pairs or partners. That is why husband and wife are defined as Zuch Zucha, as it is seen. This word defines the opposites among similar things and being partners. Three examples are given about the creation in pairs, mentioned in the verse. First example, pairs that grow from soil. The first thing that comes to mind in this category is femininity and masculinity in plants. Second example, pairs that are created from their own selves. The first thing that comes to mind in this category is the creation of humans as males and females. Third example, pairs that are created from things that we do not know. So, what is meant with the expression, pairs that are created from things that we do not know? The people who lived during the revelation of the Quran were not aware of the most of creation in pairs in the universe. While femininity and masculinity is the equivalence of the concept of pair, the expression of the verse, other things of which they have no knowledge, has a wider meaning. Thus, at the present time, we see one of the meanings that the verse indicates. As research conducted on the structure of the atom has developed, it has become clear that the existent particles are not limited only to protons, neutrons, and electrons. And the atom has a more complex, delicate, and perfect nature than we think. Creation in pairs is also valid for the smallest particles of atoms. A proton has its pair, antiproton. An electron is coupled with a positron, and a neutron possesses an antineutron. The creation of matter in pairs is one of the most important discoveries of physics. Paul Dirac, a British scientist, was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1933 for his discovery in this field. The discovery of Dirac is known as parity, and thanks to this discovery, it has been presented that the matter has a pair called antimatter. Antimatter bears the opposite characteristics of matter. For example, contrary to matter, antimatter electrons are positive and protons are negative. This fact is expressed in a scientific source as follows. Every particle has its antiparticle of opposite charge. The uncertainty relation tells us that the existence and non-existence of pairs forms simultaneously, everywhere, and at all times. As we see, the expression of the Quran, "We created other things of which they have no knowledge," is so full of wisdom and so mysterious.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say? Front of it.
Ooh, Mu'allim. Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were telling you a story of Walid, who was supposed to respond to the challenge of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his challenge was what? That Quran is the biggest and the greatest miracles. Now, he left there saying that, okay, you know, he was mesmerized. He was, you know, and people were surprised because he was a scholarly person. Now, Abu Jahl, in the state of anxiety, went to his home and told him what Quraysh were saying, because Quraysh were saying that Walid has lost his heart to Muhammad. Abu Jahl couldn't put up with it, right? He went to this person, Walid's house, and he told him what he was saying. He invited him to a meeting of theirs, okay? Abu Jahl did. Now, Walid went to this group and said, "Do you think Muhammad is crazy? Have you seen the effects of insanity in him?" He raised these questions in that meeting. Those who were present, they said, "No." Then he said, "Do you think that he's a liar? Was he not famous to date among you for his truthfulness and trustworthiness? Did you not call him a truthful and trustworthy person?" Some of the leaders of Quraysh said, "Then what should we call him? What should we relate him to?" Walid thought a bit. See, he's a scholarly and intellectual person, so-called, right? He's a literary and very sharp and cunning person. He became speechless in front of Prophet when he recited the verse, but look at what he comes up with now. He thought for a bit and said, "He is a magician." See, they couldn't prove that Prophet was, God forbid, liar. They couldn't prove that he was insane. They couldn't prove anything else. So what he comes up with is that Prophet Muhammad, God forbid, is a magician. Even though they tried to turn the common people away from Quran, brothers and sisters, which they were attracted to, this commentary of magic was itself living proof of extraordinary attraction and attention of the Holy Quran, and they called this attraction bewitchment, while it had nothing to do with magic. So these people who they were trying to repel away from Prophet, calling him a magician, they actually got more attracted towards the message of Quran. And we see the same thing after 9/11 in America, for instance. There was so many negative propaganda done against Islam. But look at the number of people who converted to Islam after 9/11 and in very New York City. How's that possible? What happens is when the enemies of God, when the enemies of truth, they try to attack Islam and they try to push Islam to a side by lying and propagating lies against Islam, people get more interested to look and see what is inside Islam. And when they look and see what is inside Islam, they see nothing but beauty. They see nothing but truth. They see nothing but attraction. They see nothing but life. And hence, they decide to convert to Islam. Look at the statistics. All around the globe, especially in the Western countries where most of the propaganda was done. Okay? Now, it was because of this that Quraysh, this tribe of Quraysh, they spread this opinion everywhere that Muhammad is a magician and these verses are his magic. Keep away from him and try not to listen to what he's saying. But in spite of all of their efforts and endeavors, their plan had no effect. The thirsty were everywhere and they were plenty in number. They had pure hearts, and group by group, they joined the Quran. They drank of the pure water of the heavenly message, and the enemy defeated, retreated. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.